This is URN.
Hello, it is 3:07. Jack and Alex here on Friday afternoon. And welcome to the show. Yes, hello, welcome. As I said, Friday afternoon, and
I was very tired of welcome to the show. Yeah. You're very normally like, and welcome to the show. That was a very
welcome to the show.
Welcome, I guess.
Yeah, not that welcome. Yeah, it's like when someone knocks on your door, you don't really want them to come round. You kind of feel like you've got to invite them in.
Whenever you wake me up in the morning, it's just like, oh yeah, okay, morning.
Morning. Shut up.
Oh wow. Yeah, it's gonna be one of those shows, but still got some stuff planned for you. We're gonna be talking our favourite viral trend at the moment, as well as a little bit about awkward conversations, yeah. Alex, which I think
we specialise
exactly.
Oh, I say specialise more than suffer from.
Yeah, no, I get you. That will be all coming up very shortly. Gonna go straight into some new music now. This is "Boa Me" by Fuse ODG.
He's not dead, is he, Jack? Flo Rida is alive, thank God.
Another Spanish song, that's exactly what we needed right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's not winter. Not very Spanish vibe winter. I mean, Despacito came at the crest.
Why is every song Spanish? I don't get it.
Like, why when you get a winning formula, you stick to it.
Why is that a new thing? You have Little Mix pretending to be Spanish in a couple songs. You're just like, wait, what? How? Like, you've been on holiday once, maybe, and then you come back. It's like when you're on.
Hola.
It's like when your aunt goes.
¿Cómo te llamas?
When your aunt goes to somewhere in Asia, and she goes on holiday to like somewhere in Asia, and she comes back and like, you know, now does like yoga in like.
Yeah, it's like when you got like a year long travel, and then like you come back a completely different person, think you're enriched in different cultures. I mean, who is like that? Like, who?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
But Jack, I'm gonna have a little sulk now.
Go on.
I'm a little bit annoyed. So you know, in the studio we've got a thing called a TX log.
Yeah.
And that allows us to look back at the songs that have been played during the day.
Oh yeah.
So I thought, okay, I'll have a little flick. Because for those who don't know, I actually contributed something to this station recently, and I got a song on the playlist. I got "Tokyo" by Brockhampton onto the C playlist for URN.
Right.
And not a single person today has played that song.
But they don't. They might not recognise the song. What you need to do?
You need to embrace new things, new cultures. This is.
Like Little Mix.
Exactly.
What you need to do is you need to play out the song for everyone to hear. Just blast it out. That's all we'll play today. And by the end of the show, they'll be like, oh, wow. Oh. That really is a tune.
Funny you say that, because it is coming up next. This is "Tokyo" by Brockhampton.
Welcome back to Jack and Alex.
And welcome back to Jack, more than anything.
Oh, at least let me
Where
do the...
Have you been?
At least let me do the intro before you rip into me. 3:47. We'll be with you up until 5 p.m. today, just starting your weekend off and getting you in the mood on this Friday afternoon. We've got some good new songs coming up on the playlist. We've got some "Force of the People" up next, followed by some T-Swizzle, which I'm very excited about.
I love Taylor Swizzle on this Swizz Dog on this show. We like on this playlist.
We like to talk about Tay Tay.
Yeah. The new Tay Tay, not the old one.
Yeah. Well, the old
one's dead.
Yeah. You beat me to it.
It's because in the song. Yeah, she says that.
Yeah. so, you know, Taylor Swift, obviously very significant in the world of internet and viral trends. But there's one viral trend in particular that we've been focusing on this week. And we've been, obsessing over this one clip, which is just the best clip of all time.
It's gold. It's comedy gold.
That has ever been on the internet. It is so funny. Do you want to explain it, Alex?
So basically, it's an advert for... is it a pie? A pie?
It's an advert for a restaurant, I think.
Yeah, or they're talking about a particular meal. It's two old people. Lovely, the most stereotypical kind of like checkered shirt. It's all like, ah. The guy has got to do one line.
I assume it's an advert for like a restaurant or something, and they maybe serve pies there.
Yeah.
And this old man, he's been given one line to do. He's sitting next to his wife, and all he has to say is, a buttery, flaky crust.
How hard can it be?
How hard can it be? Let's give it a listen.
The line is baked in a buttery, flaky crust.
Baked on a buttery, flaky crust.
It's close.
Baked in a buttery flavored crust. Baked in a buttery flavored crust. Crust.
Yeah.
Baked in a buttery, flaky crust.
Baked in a buttery,
flaky, flaky crust.
Here we go.
Baked on a buttery, crispy crust.
Oh, so this guy probably takes about 15 attempts at doing this.
I have shortened that down. There is a good another 50 seconds of that.
And his wife is just laying into him the whole time.
Oh,
like, it's so easy. Like,
baked in a buttery jack.
buttery, flaky crust. Like, just enunciating everything to him and just getting so annoyed.
So they give her a go because they think we've exhausted our option of him. Let's give her a go. How hard can it be for her to do? She seems like an expert.
The guy's been going for 10 minutes. Yeah. His wife's having a go at him. Like, it's easy. The guy just can't nail the line. So the director takes the bold move of giving the line to his wife.
Baked in a bait. Oh.
You're fine. That's a good one.
Baked in a buttery, crispy flake.
So she's even worse at it.
He's sleeping on a couch there for that laugh.
Baked on a crispy, flaky crust. I thought I might do a quick little film review on the show, as I went to see Paddington 2.
Oh, you raved about it. You absolutely raved about it.
Do you know what? It was fantastic. It was so good.
You see Paddington 1?
I did see Paddington 1. I don't think it's necessary.
You saw Paddington 2 without seeing 1?
You're a disgrace! You're a lunatic! No, do you know what? I genuinely thought it was...
They really developed his character in the first one. They kind of... A lot of character building.
Do you want to know something embarrassing?
Saw Paddington struggle with alcohol. How now he overcame it.
He has an addiction to marmalade sandwiches, actually. I'll tell you two embarrassing facts.
Go on.
One, I actually cried at the ending.
You cried?
Genuinely, to Paddington. Because his mum knocks on the door. No, his auntie, who would always wanted to come to London, and she knocks on the door, and spoilers. And, you know, and it's so dramatic, and it's just beautiful.
I've cried in films.
I don't think it was necessarily the film. I think maybe I was just feeling emotionally fragile.
It's so good.
I think I nearly cried at an advert during before the film played. I was just like, clearly.
Yeah, teenage hormones. Yeah. I'll tell you one thing that almost got me going was... what's it called? I Am Legend.
Really?
When the dog dies. I don't care about Will Smith.
Yeah.
And I don't care.
When he has to
blows
kill
out a grenade.
Dog.
When he kills a dog. Yeah. He's your only friend.
Yeah, that was a bit sad.
Keep going with the film, though.
And the other embarrassing fact is that I went out and bought some marmalade straight after the film.
Do you like marmalade?
I didn't know. I was like, I haven't tried it in like 5 years. Last time I did, I didn't like it.
Couldn't say I've ever had marmalade.
Try it. I've got some in the fridge.
I mean, I barely have butter on my bread, let alone marmalade.
I will make you a piece of marmalade toast when we get back.
How would you describe marmalade toast?
Bitter.
Bitter. Oh, that's what you want in your bread.
Yeah, bitter.
My bitter taste.
Bitter, acidic.
What you might say, it leaves a bitter taste in your mouth, huh?
Okay, we'll go into Eliza now. This is Wasn't Looking on Your Own.
But one thing that really, I think, can make any situation, even if it's not uncomfortable, is elevator music.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So
you get the different types as well.
Anything. Yeah, there's many different types that are all pretty awful. Like, I personally, if I'm in an elevator with one other person, I'll get a bit jittery. I'm a
do
bit
you...
like...
When you go in the elevator, do you give the quick hi? Do you give the quick...
Or not.
Hi. Or like, do you offer them which floor they want to pick? Or is it just dead silence, no talking, no eye contact?
I'm definitely not going for a hi. I don't really want to vocalise my emotions at this point. I'll give a nod.
Yeah.
I will potentially... If I'm, like, near the button... Like, okay, if she or he comes in, mm-hmm. I'll say, oh, what floor do you want? I'll be polite. I'm British. But if they're already in, dead silence.
Do you know what? I'm actually the most horrible person when it comes to elevators, because I usually am in like in a bit of a rush or something. So whenever someone walks towards the elevator, I'll actually press the door close button just so I can get away faster. And I'm dead serious about
keep
that.
It open. Keep it.
Oh
open.
Yeah, yeah. Just get off. I'm pressing. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
no.
Why is it closing?
Oh, must be broken.
Bye.
Ding.